Recreational marijuana has been legal in the state for several years now, but medical marijuana remains popular because it's cheaper and gives residents access to delivery and additional stores. This morning, WBUR's Quincy Walters brings us the story of an unusual pair of advocates who are trying to make it easier for patients to get their medical stash.
On a blustery afternoon, two seemingly unlikely friends sat on a stone bench between the House of the Seven Gables and Salem Harbor. 68-year-old Frank Shaw and 26-year-old Jeremiah McKinnon came for their ritual.
We do like this spot, and when it's nicer out, we don't have to wear our jackets and stuff, but it's definitely a nice spot to overlook the ocean and enjoy a little cannabis here and there.
It's definitely a vibe. Shaw pulls out a brand new state-of-the-art vape.
The cartridge is in here.
And that's one of the new cartridges.
This is Granddaddy Purple. And it helps me with my feet among my back and my also sleep. My heart beats for cannabis. Basically.
And then McKinnon pulls out his weed of choice.
I got a little something for me here.
Oh, good.
Which is a little joint of do-si-do, which I really like.
Some say the duo has become one of the most powerful and surprising forces on Beacon Hill for medical marijuana policy.
Literally, between the two of them, they're really making history together.
Gary Gill, a medical cannabis patient, has known Shaw for over 25 years. Gill was at Toasty Tuesdays, a mixer Shaw and McKinnon host in the lobby of a posh Seaport hotel. It's for people curious or knowledgeable about medical marijuana.
And it's just pretty amazing the relationship between a senior and a younger person with the same ideas about the industry as far as medical program. Make sure the patient's always going to be taken care of and covered.
The pair met at a cannabis testing laboratory in Framingham for an industry event 7 years ago, and it's been history ever since. On the stone bench in Salem, McKinnon says he's benefited from the wisdom and experience of his older counterpart.
Well, I learned, you know, from Frank that when we talk about medical marijuana, there are really people out there that do need it.
He and Shaw both use medical marijuana to treat health ailments. McKinnon developed scoliosis as a result of a car accident several years ago, and Shaw has been living with AIDS since the 90s.
And it just helps validate for me that, you know, marijuana is a medicine.
And Frank, what have you learned from Jeremiah?
Is it supposed to be the older guy teaches the younger? Yeah, so I don't know about that. We're just good friends.
After their smoke sesh, they hop in Shaw's white Jeep with the younger McKinnon at the wheel. They drive it all across the state, like to Somerville last year to visit the dispensary Sierra Naturals. That's where Shaw and McKinnon launched a program for pot shops to provide discounts for folks who are low income, living with HIV and AIDS.
I started the Frank's Friends Initiative to help patients that have AIDS like myself and get discounts because we're in a hardship situation where we can't afford our medicine.
Six more dispensaries in Massachusetts have since implemented the Frank's Friends Initiative. After their stop at Sierra Naturals, they head off in the Jeep again, which McKinnon says has been sustained by a GoFundMe campaign.
And it's managed to keep the Jeep going, so it's
absolutely.
It really is a miracle.
If you two were like medical marijuana superheroes, would this be like the Batmobile or something?
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
Yes.
We keep the Jeep, you know, keep the Jeep running.
McKinnon lives with his family in Peabody and earns extra money doing focus groups and product surveys. And Shaw is a retired software engineer who lives in his apartment with a personal care assistant in Ipswich. But a lot of their time is spent together, traveling across the state, championing medical marijuana policy. For instance, they have pushed lawmakers for years to drop an arcane requirement that medical marijuana stores grow their own cannabis, which companies say makes it harder to open new shops and drives up the price of medical marijuana. Before the pandemic, they testified about the rule at the State House.
Next, Frank Shaw.
I'm a card-carrying medical marijuana patient since 2017. I was diagnosed as an AIDS patient in Massachusetts in 1998. Medical marijuana can equal lives for many people with AIDS. I'm here today to testify.
Most recently, they created a program to translate medical cannabis literature into different languages to reach more potential patients. While their advocacy keeps them busy, they have found a calm refuge in each other. They still sit on the stone bench in Salem to plan, smoke some weed, and kindle their friendship.
Easier without wind. This is a beautiful waterfront scene, yeah. So it's peaceful. There's really not anybody around, so.
It's nice. I enjoy it.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.